was your holiday?
Idyllic. 2 weeks without mobile reception, 3 pools, babysitting service, and an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Haven't got much of a tan.
Google skin cancer. See what it tells you.
Lot of old cobblers, that.
Thank you, Dr. Tanner.
Everything our parents told us was good for us, they're now saying it's bad. Fags, red meat, sunshine.
Your parents told you fags were good for you?
Dad smoked 40 a day.
How old was he when he died?
32.
DCI Stone and his glamorous assistant.
Hilarious.
What have we got, Rog? Oh, he could have warned us.
Where's the fun in that?
His head's all.
Savage attack. Blows to the skull and testicles. I'm guessing, but I'd say we're looking at in excess of 50 strikes.
Nice.
Whoever did this really wanted to make sure.
Time of death?
Midday, approximately. Maybe slightly earlier.
Testicles. Strange.
Not really. People often go for the genitalia.
She's got the photos to prove it.
But there's no sexual element.
Nothing to suggest a sexually motivated attack.
Murder weapon?
No. Here's the interesting part. He used the victim's rolling pin.
His rolling pin?
Who has a rolling pin anymore?
People who cook.
Works like a truncheon. Could kill you with one blow.
So why use 50?
Anger. Frenzy.
It's a show of strength. What do you reckon you did first? The head or the meat and two veg?
Again, I'm guessing, but I'd say he or they struck the head, laid into the floor, then started on the meat and two vegetables.
So he wanted him to feel pain. Agony.
He achieved that.
Seems that way. But the victim wasn't expecting it. From my guess, he was busy doing something else. Wasn't even looking at the attacker.
So, wait a minute. He breaks in.
No. No sign of forced entry.
Right. He's let in. No weapon. The victim is so relaxed, he turns his back on them. And the killer ends up butchering the guy with his own rolling pin.
Yep.
Is it just me, or does that seem a bit weird?
We've got a real mystery cooking.
What was that?
Rolling pin? Cooking?
Don't do jokes. Please, Roger. Don't ever do jokes. So, talk to me.
Victim's name is Marcus Powell. He's lived here 3.5 years, unmarried, childless. But, here's the kicker, he's on the sex offenders register. Yeah. Served time for abusing young boys.
Kiddie fiddler.
Suddenly, we have a motive.
And about 10,000 suspects.
How long did he serve?
5 years.
What kind of abuse?
Grooming and sexual assault. He was a primary school teacher.
Great. Presumably he was housed here without people knowing his past.
Hard to say. These things tend to surface.
Someone's found out. Done him.
Possibly. Or, we've got a revenge attack, hence the testicles, by someone he abused. Maybe a parent, brother, sister.
Why would he let them in?
Maybe they pretended to be someone they weren't.
Either way, we've got a nightmare on our hands. Because now we've got to start pointing the finger at a bunch of abused lads. Oh, should have stayed on holiday. Get door-to-door started. See if anybody saw anything.
We're investigating an incident at number 62 earlier today.
A murder?
Incident.
What kind of incident?
Murder.
Did you see anyone arriving around 11 o'clock this morning?
Think I spend all day looking out the window?
Not at all.
Just because I'm unemployed doesn't mean I spend my life staring out the window.
We're asking everyone, sir.
Get stuffed.
How did you find him?
He was a quiet bloke, kept himself to himself. He seemed nice, always had a smile for my children.
DCI Stone, come in.
You wanted to see me, sir?
The paedophile murder.
Sir...
I want as little as possible going to the press until we know what we're dealing with.
Any reason, sir?
Because I say so. Look, John, no one's going to feel sympathy for this guy. No one's going to miss him.
If you say so, sir.
I do. And I don't want the newspapers splashing him all over the front pages. We find who did it quietly, right? Last thing we want is the media all over us inventing fictions.
Sir.
Oh, John, how was the holiday?
Idyllic.
Katrina and the kid enjoy it?
Yes. Kat and Alice loved it.
Not much of a tan?
No, sir. What the hell's going on?
It's Kieran's 40th.
So suddenly the place has turned into a kindergarten.
Oh, it's only 5 minutes, boss.
We've got a murder to investigate.
Not a school kid, boss. It's only a...
What? Pervert? So suddenly it doesn't count?
Oh, boss.
What have we got?
Not much.
Forensics?
Came back with nothing. The attacker made sure they didn't leave prints.
Door to door.
Neighbours are doing the see no evil routine.
There is one lead. Mike Kelly lives at 73.
Kelly? Any relation?
Yeah, we're all related. What with it being such an unusual name?
Carry on.
He complained about Powell a few weeks back. Apparently he'd been hanging around outside his house.
He has kids?
2 boys and a girl.
Please tell me someone joined the dots.
Seems not. Community support was sent to have a word with Powell, but there was no follow-up.
Community support? Flaming waste of space.
It's not their fault.
They're not coppers.
Some make it.
Yeah, and the rest are wet liberals who get off on wearing a uniform.
You know what I like about you, Mike? Nothing.
Children, children.
She started it.
Oh. We should speak to them. Community support. Find out which officers they sent. And what about this Mike Kelly? Does he look like the type to take the law into his own hands?
Not really.
Why not?
I don't know. He was wearing marigolds.
The marigold killer.
Marigolds and a rolling pin. This is turning into an episode of Miss Marple. Get him in, even if it's just to rule him out. Interview with Michael Kelly. Also present.
Dear Sue Kelly.
No relation.
WPC Mary Maguire.
And DCI John Stone. Mr. Kelly has refused representation. Mr. Kelly, Mike, you're aware that your neighbour Marcus Powell, at number 62, was brutally murdered earlier today.
I am now. But look, I was nothing to do with it.
Can you account for your movements at around 11 o'clock this morning?
I was in bed. I work nights.
Alone?
Pardon?
In bed, alone?
Yes, sir. My wife works. Teacher. Kids are at school.
So there's no one who can verify you were home in bed?
No, but...
The victim let his attacker in. So it must have been someone known to him.
Why would I kill him? I've no reason, no motive. It's absurd.
Unless there's something you're not telling us. You made a complaint. Perhaps things went further. Maybe you made a pass at one of your kids. Is that the plausible scenario, Michael?
I think I'd like a lawyer now.
Don't give them a hard time.
I won't. Useless prat.
Tanner, I mean it.
I won't. Useless waste of space, pillars.
Repeat after me. Community support are a valuable addition to the policing infrastructure.
Community support are a useful addition to the policing infrastructure. Useless prats.
Lads. DCI John Stone. This is my colleague, D.I. Tanner.
Hiya, the boss said you wanted a word.
Won't take long. It's about the visit you made to Marcus Powell on the Bridgeton estate.
Yeah, we looked back at our notes on that one.
And? What did they tell you?
Not much. Minor dispute with a neighbour.
Mike Kelly.
That's him. And what was Powell like?
Fine. Bit quiet. Bit shy, maybe.
He offered us coffee and biscuits. You know he's a nonce.
We didn't.
Are community support not informed when someone's on the sex offenders register?
We weren't.
So... What? Had a nice chat. Had your tea and biscuits?
Coffee.
Right, coffee. Then what? Did you mark his card? Tell him not to hang around other people's houses?
We just did our job, sir.
Which is what?
We explained there'd been a complaint. We explained the need for harmony in the community. And we told him we wouldn't want to hear anything else against him.
It was a storm in a teacup.
Not a coffee cup.
Well, that's how it seemed to us.
It really did. I mean... We weren't to know, were we?
No. No, of course not. Thanks for your help, lads.
Waste of space.
It's not like anyone missing.
What?
Powell. He got what was coming.
So people keep saying.
Mr. Crumpsall.
Why? What's happened?
Get your coat. I'll tell you on the way.
Tanner!
Boss?
One of the kids Powell abused, Aaron Cartwright, is 18 now. The landlord of his local heard him bragging about the attack, saying he did the guy, quote, good and proper.
God, I was hoping we wouldn't have to go down this road.
Why? Quick result.
Because we'll have to prosecute him like a murderer. And he'll get sentenced like a murderer. And yet he's a victim. Powell took his innocence. Who could blame him for wanting revenge? Mr. Cartwright?
Yes?
DCI John Stone. Is your son Aaron at home?
Aaron. What's it about?
We need to ask him some questions.
Aaron! Police! Aaron!
He's legging it. Tanner, round the back.
Hey, you can't just... Hey, out of the way, I'll arrest you. Sue, stay with him. Huh? Hey, stop! Aaron!
Quiet.
Stop! Stop him!
Don't. Just get off me!
No chance.
What do you think?
Why are you running?
Leave me alone!
Get down!
I haven't done anything! Cartwright, I'm arresting you on suspicion of the murder of Marcus Powell, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention now anything you later rely on in court. Get him in the car. Interview with Aaron Cartwright. Also present are DCI John Stone.
DS Sue Kelly.
And Mr. Cartwright's solicitor, Lawrence Cougar. Aaron, are you okay?
Fine.
Your hands are tapping the table. Have been ever since you got in here. Are you nervous?
Suppose.
You understand why we're here?
Of course he understands. He's 18 years old.
Aaron?
Yeah. You think I did that scumbag Powell?
Yes.
But you've no evidence.
You were heard admitting to the crime. In a pub.
So?
Then when we came to talk to you, you did a runner.
So?
You have to admit, both of those things might look a tiny bit incriminating.
Suppose.
My client is merely answering your question, not admitting to the acts being incriminating.
I know.
Just clarifying.
Thank you, Lawrence. How's your wife, by the way?
Mr. Stone, you know full well we're getting divorced, and I see no other reason that you should mention my wife than to try and irritate me.
Oh, my mistake. I forgot she was leaving you.
It's mutual. Now, might we get back to the matter in hand?
Of course. Aaron, why did you boast about killing Powell? Why did you say, quote, I did the scumbag good and proper?
Don't know.
You don't know why you admitted to murder? In a busy pub, with an earshot of the landlord.
I was just boasting, innit?
Nothing else?
I don't even know where the scum lives. Never want to see him again, dirty, filthy git.
You're in luck. You'll never see him again. I can guarantee it. Are you pleased he's been killed?
Mr. Stone, that's leading my client into saying something you might perceive as incriminating.
I'll rephrase the question.
I am pleased.
Aaron, don't...
No, I am. He deserves death.
I must advise you against saying anything that
he
might...
He does? For what he did to me? And the others? We were kids?
I understand that, Aaron.
We all understand that.
But I never done it.
So why brag about it? Why did you claim
because to... Because I wanted it to be me. I wanted to have done it. I thought about it thousands of times after what he'd done to me. But now someone else has got in first. Now I'll never do it. I was envious, so I claimed him for myself. Yeah? Yes?
I don't believe you.
Okay, so prove it. Prove it was me. You'll have your work cut out. I was signing on the other side of town, miles away.
You could have got someone to sign on for you.
I didn't. Check. Ask the woman at the dole office. She likes me. We flirt. The redhead, Jane.
We will.
Do.
So why did you run?
I was scared.
Of what?
The police.
Why?
Don't know, I'm a naughty boy, aren't I? Drink too much. Can never remember what I might have done the night before.
Maybe you can't remember murdering Powell.
I'd remember that. And besides, I don't drink in the day.
No one would blame you, Aaron. People would understand.
I didn't do it. And while I'm in here, you're wasting your time finding who did.
Right, I want anything you can find, clothing especially, anything that might have blood stains, and take the electrical gear, computers, mobiles, whatever you can see.
Yes.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
After what happened to my boy.
I'm trying to solve a murder.
You a father?
No.
Then how can you know how it feels?
I'm a copper. I see all sorts.
You don't know till you have your own. The feeling. Protection. You want to stop any harm coming to them, any pain. And then some bastard comes along and does things to them. Filthy, unspeakable things. And you can't protect them. A bleeding authority figure abused them. And you can't do anything about it because you never knew. You knew your kid was sad. You knew he was withdrawn, but you didn't know why. Powell deserved what happened to him after what he did to my son. He got nothing. 5 years. Nothing. And now you think my Aaron, my precious boy, got him back? Well, I hope so. A part of me hopes he did. And if he did, he deserves a medal, not prison. But the system doesn't work like that, does it? Because the system's screwed. Tell me I'm wrong. Look me in the eyes and tell me I'm wrong.
Look, mate. If it was up to me, I'd have them all castrated and sent to the Falklands. But it isn't up to me. I'm investigating a murder, right? So that's what I need to do. Investigate.
What are the Dole office saying?
He was there. They've even got him on CCTV. 10 minutes to 11, he signed on in Harlington Street, 5 miles across town. 10 minutes later, Powell gets murdered in Carson Road.
He didn't do it.
Seems very unlikely.
What if he got straight in a car, drove at 50 all the way?
Not possible.
Well, we're only guessing time of death. Maybe scene of crime got it wrong. What if they're 20 minutes out?
Possible, not likely.
Damn!
I thought you didn't want it to be him.
Oh, I don't. But if it's not him, who is it? We're back to square one. If anyone ever hurts you, I'll kill them. If anyone so much as lays a finger on your beautiful, precious, gorgeous little body, I'll break every bone in theirs. Night-night, precious angel. Daddy loves you. Jeez. What time is it? Cat? Katrina? Don't worry, I'll get it. Stone. You're kidding. The Bridgeton estate. Right, I'm on my way. What have we got?
Same MO as the Powell killing. Head battered to a pulp, testicles likewise.
Nice.
Don't look this time.
I won't. Who is he?
Kenton Hammond. Nice seedy little tow rag. Word is he worked a team of prostitutes on Maud Lane.
What, like a pimp?
Exactly like a pimp. Nasty piece of work too, by all accounts. Thought nothing of smashing women's heads in if they stepped out of line. Spent time inside, violence, rape, extortion.
An all-round good egg.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer fella.
Morning, gentlemen. I trust we didn't rouse you from your beauty sleep?
No, I'm always up at 5 a.m.
Well, murder's a 24-7 business. If you wanted regular hours, you should have joined the banking industry. Care to see?
No. No. Do bankers have to look at mashed testicles?
Only metaphorically.
Do you think it's the same killer as the Powell murder?
Well, it's got all the hallmarks. In fact, it's almost identical. No forced entry, brutal attack with a blunt instrument.
What, a rolling pin?
No. Interestingly, this time, they chose a house brick.
Really?
Yes, perhaps poor Mr. Hammond didn't have a rolling pin. He doesn't look the cake-making type.
How can you tell?
His fingernails. Filthy. People who cook always have clean nails.
They're a mine of useful information.
I tried my best.
Where did the house brick come from? Outside?
No, he has them all over the house as doorstops. They're cheap but effective. They do, however, rather have the downside that if someone wants to murder you, they provide a handy weapon.
I must remember that.
Do.
Time of attack?
Around 10 p.m., certainly between then and midnight. Neighbours heard screams, thought it was sex at first. Apparently Mr. Hammond was something of a bedroom gymnast.
Who found him?
Same neighbour. Came round later to check if everything was all right.
We should talk to him.
Her. Leslie, she's called. Already been round once. Lovely personality. Definitely worth a visit if you need perking up.
I do.
So we've either got a copycat killing or the same bloke striking twice.
Can't be copycat. We didn't release details to the press. Nothing specific. All that was reported was the murder. Instructions from on high.
So we've got ourselves a serial killer.
Does two count as serial?
Why would someone have a grudge against a nonce and a pimp on the same estate?
You know what this smacks of, don't you?
Don't say it.
Okay.
All right, say it.
Sure.
I'm thinking it anyway.
Someone fancies themselves as a vigilante.
Great. That's all we need.
Sure you don't fancy a peek? He's a real old mess under here.
I want a coffee and a bagel. If I see that, I won't be able to eat all morning. It seems someone's trying to put us out of a job.
How do you mean?
Dispensing with the court and judicial system. Ridding the streets of unsavoury characters.
Two crimes doesn't spell vigilantes, John.
Brutal murders. Two in the space of 3 days. It's like they're sending a message to us, saying they can deal with these scumbags better than we can.
Okay. Then we do a swoop of known criminals on the Bridgeton estate. People who might have taken it upon themselves to act as judge, jury and executioner.
I don't think that's the way to go.
Why not?
Because there's no evidence suggesting a gang motive. The pimp, Hammond, was a lowlife. He might have crossed the line, pissed off some big-time criminal, possibly. But Powell, the sex offender, I don't think so. And why would they attack them both in the same way? Exact same MO.
Perhaps they're cleaning up the manor.
No breaking. They were invited in, like the victims knew them. In both cases, there was evidence of the kettle boiling, cups produced, like the victim was having a chat, then wallop.
I see what you're saying, John, but I think it's worth going my way on this one. Now, do me a list of all the Bridgeton big hitters who might have an interest in hitting these guys.
Sir, please.
By noon, John.
Sir. Bleeding McCaffrey.
What is it?
He wants a big scalp.
Meaning?
Meaning the rest of our day is wasted playing silly buggers. You, front door. You lot, round the back. We only want keys.
The low life exists. Get me. We're not here for a picnic. Go.
Where were you between the hours of midnight and 2 o'clock on the evening of the...
Can anyone confirm you were at that address?
Have you any connection at all to Mr. Kenton Hammond?
Local pimp? Low-life scumbag? Somebody must have wanted him off the block.
We've got 2 attacks and the indications are gang-related. Retribution, revenge. Somebody wanting rid of these people.
Come on, you're the eyes and ears of that estate, Greenhall. If anyone knows what's going on, it's you.
Raids haven't thrown up anything from the houses. Not a single link to either of the murders.
That's because we're barking up the wrong tree. Keenan was in Blackpool on a stag night.
Greenhall was his usual charming self, but he did offer one titbit. Edwin Palancio, Italian grandparent. He's only 21, fancies himself as a new big shot on the Bridgeton. He's been trying to impress the Godlin mob. He's one of these act-first-think-later characters, ruffling feathers, apparently.
Doing what?
Well, here's the interesting bit. Greenall reckons he thinks nothing of dealing in drugs, handling guns, all that stuff. But he has this weird Catholic streak when it comes to women and kids.
Very Italian.
What, like the mafia?
So this lad might be hitting targets on the estate because he disapproves of their crimes.
Worth a sniff, surely.
It seems unlikely to me.
And that's why he's DCI and you're just out of uniform. Do you think he'll ever leave his house?
Patience is a virtue. You seen this story? World's biggest caterpillar found in Nigeria.
How do they know?
Size of a frog, apparently.
How do they know?
What?
That it's the world's biggest.
Because it's massive. Look.
Yeah, but they don't know there isn't a bigger one somewhere.
It's the biggest seen, the biggest known about.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's...
Get down!
What are you doing?
Them community support lads. Morrison and Sweet. We can't let them see us.
You've got your bum in me face.
Kiss it then.
On the way to a promotion. What are they doing here?
Supporting the community, I'd imagine. Have a look, see if they've gone.
You look.
I've got the more memorable face. You're utterly forgettable.
Cheeky git. They're just hanging around.
Why?
Is that all community support do? Hang around on street corners looking tough?
That and drinking tea.
Coffee.
Oh. How long are we going to have to stay like this?
Don't know, but if you fart, I'm blowing the whole operation.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Just got your written request. You want a team assigned to tail Palancho.
Well, me and Tanner watched his house for 3 hours yesterday and there was no sign of
him. Why not just bring him in?
Because he's volatile and we need proper evidence. We've already freaked the estate by bringing in Keenan and Greenall. If we want to stand a chance of prosecuting Palancho, we need to make sure we do the job properly.
I'm not authorising a stakeout.
Sir, me and Tanner can't tail him. We're running an investigation. We have to pursue other leads.
Bring him in.
We haven't got any evidence. We're going on a shaky tip-off from an unreliable gangster.
John, the streets know their own kind. If Greenall is bothering to open his mouth at all, it's for a reason. This is the nearest you'll get to him grassing up one of his own type. Now get a search warrant, turn his place upside down, and get Palancio off that estate.
Sir. Arrange a raid. Armed response. We'll go in first thing on Palancio.
I thought you didn't want that.
I don't. But being a detective means nothing anymore. Because every single decision I make gets scrutinised upstairs.
Sir?
I'm going to the pub. Leave me an hour, then feel free to join me.
You know what? I'm starting to think that whoever's doing this is doing us a favour. Because let's face it, we can't do our bloody job anymore.
Okay, we do this as efficiently as possible. He has a girlfriend, a bit of a wildcat, feral by all accounts. She doesn't live with him, but we have to be aware that she might be here. Last thing we want is her getting involved. So if she's there, you, Carter, be responsible for restraining her, right?
Yes, sir.
The rest of you, get Palancio. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes, boss.
Right, let's do this.
Come on.
Murdered at some time around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Same MO as the other murders. Extremely brutal, frenzied attack to both head and testicles. No sign of forced entry. Nothing to indicate a struggle. So once again, the attacker was known to his victim, or was someone he didn't suspect was going to do him any harm. Roger.
Roger.
You'll have to talk and walk. I'm late for my Pilates class.
A Palancho murder.
What of it?
Same MO. Same lack of forced entry. Same.
I don't hear a question.
I know you don't make predictions, but if I put a gun to your head, would you say this was the work of gangsters?
No.
Local villains wanting revenge?
I'm not the Detective Chief Inspector, John.
You see a lot of murders.
All I'll say is this. It seems unusual for murder victims to be so calm before their demise. No signs of panic, no struggle. I can't explain why, but our victims are inviting their killers in almost like they were collecting milk money. Got a dash.
Enjoy the Pilates.
Keeps you supple. You should try it.
No, thanks. Tense suits me. Sue, I want you to troll CCTV from the estate. Everything they have over there. I want you to bring me all the footage from the time period Palancio's killer struck.
Will do.
But you hand it to me, right? No one else.
Okay.
And don't tell anyone else I'm looking at it.
Okay.
And if McCaffrey asks, I'm out of the building. Ken.
John.
Still got no fashion sense, I see.
White socks will come back in, mark my words.
Listen, I need a favour.
Don't you always?
No. Hush, hush. Me and you type favour, because if I'm wrong, this could get me in deep doo-doo.
Okay. Name it.
There's two names on this piece of paper. I want you to tell me everything you know about them.
Who are they?
It's all on the paper. Burn after reading. Thanks, mate. I owe you a pint.
You owe me more than that.
Come in.
You okay, sir?
Fine. Why?
Nothing. Well, the head in hands, the crumpled demeanour.
Copper's standard look. Sue, listen. That CCTV...
What about it? Sir?
Nothing. Forget it. I'm going out.
Where?
Stay out of it, okay? I'm saying that through kindness, because I like you. Best thing you can do is take the afternoon off.
Sir, what the hell are you talking about?
Tanner, fag break.
We don't smoke.
We do now. What I'm about to say stays between me and you, right?
Of course.
No, look at me. I know we're mates, I know we've got each other's back and all that, but I want you to swear.
I swear? What is it?
I've got a terrible pit in my stomach feeling. Who gets access to houses? Who would those three lowlives that got mashed allow into their homes without fearing they were about to be murdered?
You got me.
Us.
You what?
Uniforms.
Coppers.
Possibly. Or more specifically...
Community support officers.
I've done some digging.
Now I've got that pit in my stomach feeling.
We can't tell McCaffrey.
What are we gonna do?
We do what's right.
Detective Stone? Tanner?
Get in the car.
Why?
Get in the car.
I've got no shoes on.
Get in the bleeding car.
Mrs. Morrison?
Yeah?
D.I. Tanner, I need your husband.
He's in the bath.
Then get him out of the bath.
Where are we going?
Comfortable back there.
You can't do this to us.
Take these handcuffs off.
Or what?
Will you please tell us where we're going?
Day trip. You'll see when we get there. Here we are.
Where?
We're not anywhere.
Lovely view, though, don't you think?
Terrific.
I love it up here. Sometimes come walking. Great for clearing the mind. Fresh air in your lungs. Hard to find in the city, don't you think? I said, don't you think?
I suppose so, yeah.
Yes. Down there. In the heart of the city. It's all filth, isn't it? Especially the area we police. The estates, with their high-rises and low-life scum. People living in their own squalor. Bone-idle, feckless, criminal. And that's just the good ones. Some of them are really bad. The dealers, the prozzies and the pimps. Then, of course, there's the nonces. The kiddie fiddlers, nestled amongst us. The lowest of the low. And there they are, breathing the same air. Those people don't deserve to be called human, do they? They're like slugs in your kitchen. They're repellent. They make your skin crawl. Right? Yep, up here it's all pure. But down there... down there, the filth of the world is round every corner.
All this point to it.
Your brother died on that estate, sweet. I've done my homework.
So? Why do you think he wanted to police it?
Leave my brother out of it.
You're not police officers.
No, we're better.
You leave my brother out of this.
What's that supposed to mean?
We care more.
Than who?
You lot. You're complacent, never get the job done.
Pete?
Not me telling. And I can guess. They can't keep criminals off the streets.
Like the criminal who killed Sweet's younger brother.
Were you sharp about that?
Murdered in broad daylight.
What's he told you?
Killer never caught.
People knew who it was.
So why didn't he go down?
Because it's lawless out there.
Pete!
So you want to bring law and order, do you?
Of course.
By any means necessary.
Can we please stop talking about my brother? He's dead, and that's why I'm a copper.
You're not coppers.
We're gonna be.
So you can clean the streets?
Yeah. Make arrest.
Or clean them any way you can.
No.
Meaning?
You know full well.
We know nothing.
Don't take us for idiots, lads.
Well, we're not. What are you talking about? What are you saying? You're talking in riddles.
Your brother dies. Only 16. Riding his bike across the estate. Way home from football.
Shut up!
Suddenly, out of nowhere, two shots. Bang! Life over.
You're getting some twisted pleasure out of this, Stone.
His brother got killed. Wrong place, wrong time. Bully not even meant for him. Meant for some creep that was behind him. Everyone knew who fired the shot. Everyone. And no one would point the finger. How does that make you feel?
How do you think it makes him feel? I was at the funeral.
Shut it.
There were hundreds there. Hundreds. And they all said the same thing. The police couldn't stop traffic.
Shut it, Morrison.
So you think you can do better?
Yeah. We can. And we will.
When will you?
When I've got your job.
You will? You want my job?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's pretty unlikely, Morrison.
How's that, Stone?
Because they don't give DCI to convicted murderers.
You what?
Murder.
Brutal murder. Three of them.
The Bridgeton attacks. You're involved.
Don't dare puke in this car.
You okay?
Does he look okay?
What's the matter with him?
All that talk of his bleeding brother. You're mental.
Sweet. Sweet.
So let's go.
Think you can just bring us up here and start throwing accusations around, Stone?
I can do what I like.
Law into your own hands.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I've got CCTV footage placing you near Palancio's at the time of his murder. I've got your own admission that you went to visit Marcus Powell.
We're community support.
Is this revenge for your brother, Sweet?
Leave his brother out of it.
Shut it.
See yourself as some sort of avenger. Some sort of vigilante. Cleaning filth off the streets.
Can we please go to the station? I think we need lawyers.
You're going nowhere.
You're smart. You've covered your tracks.
No evidence. No witnesses. Victims killed with their own possessions.
And every single one of them the sort of person people think got what was coming to them.
Yeah, maybe they did.
Did they?
No.
Shut up.
Did they, Morrison? The pedo, the pimp, the dealer. Did they deserve death?
Don't see too many tears shed.
And with such violence.
Violence breeds violence. It's all these people understand.
These people? Like the lowlife that killed Sweet's brother.
Shut up about his brother! He's upset. Look at him! Look at him!
Did they deserve it?
No.
Sweet!
No.
Did they?
No.
Morrison?
I demand to be released now.
Now what?
You're handcuffed to a police car. What are you going to do? Cry?
Get stuck!
Oh, this is detective work, is it?
Yes. Anything you'd like to say, Sweet?
I want a lawyer.
I understand the need for revenge, but this, whose idea was it? Did it get out of hand? Did he push you to go further than you want?
We want a lawyer now.
Did he? Because I know who's in charge here.
We want representation.
I know who wears the trousers in this relationship. You're not getting a lawyer. This is a kangaroo court. So I'm going to ask you one more time, Morrison, and I want a straight answer. Did they deserve to die? Did they? You killed them, didn't you?
Get your hands off me!
No, you killed them!
Blah, blah, blah. Shut it!
You used your position and you took the law into your own hands.
No!
Shut it! Morrison,
You're the Copperstone?
That's right. The coppers put away murderers.
Oh, do they?
Yes, as best they can, within the rules of the law.
Then the law stinks.
Oh,
say nothing.
You killed those men because you thought they deserved it. Thought they were no longer fit to walk the earth. You wanted revenge, didn't you, Morrison? Admit it.
I admit nothing.
Can we please just go back to the station?
No!
I want to go back to the station!
Tough!
You can't do this!
You've got nothing on us.
Run! I've got this. In here. It's called instinct. And my instinct's telling me I am looking at two murderers. Nice up here, isn't it? Big hill, though. Long way down. I think me and you should go for a walk, Mike. What do you say?
Could do.
Leave these two to have a chat.
Got a lot to talk about.
Enjoy the view, boys. We'll swing by tomorrow. See how you're getting on.
You can't leave us up here.
Can't we?
No! Oh.
Have a nice chat, lads.
Breathe that air in. Oh, hang on a sec.
All right, lads. Just thought. Better check the handbrake. Good. It's off. See you later.
Tanner, give us a hand pushing.
What's he doing? What are you... No, you can!
Enjoy the ride, lads.
No!
They deserved it. They deserved it. They deserved death.
Pardon? Morrison?
The system lets people down. Criminals don't get punished. They deserved what they got.
There's a Mahatma Gandhi quote. Uneducated oiks like you wouldn't know it. But he says, an eye for an eye leaves us all blind. You stupid, murdering scumbags.
Drink?
Definitely.
Where do you reckon the nearest pub is?
Tidy walk.
Work up a thirst.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking that way.
No, that way.
That's towards the reservoir.
There's a village over the brow.
How far? A
couple of miles.
There'd better be.
Trust me.
This is DCI John Stone. I'd like you to send arresting officers to the quarry view at the top of Jacob's Hill. Soon as possible, please.